It is time for the Chatham County Roundup here on 97.9 The Hill. Each week we check in with our friends and neighbors just across the county line to see what's going on in the Chatham communities and Chatham region. Joining me on the phone today to talk a little bit about the local government side of things in Chatham County is Chair of the County Commissioners, Karen Howard, who joins me on the phone. Karen, happy Tuesday. How are you?
Happy Tuesday. I'm good. Glad to be here.
Well, it's great to have you back on the program, and it seems like there's a lot to talk about. Since we last chatted, there have been some pretty significant changes on the masking front here in Orange County. Today's kind of the first official day where the indoor mask mandate has been lifted for most public spaces. I know that Chatham County also did the same thing with its county government facilities. Chatham County never had a full indoor mask mandate set in place, but lifting kind of at the same time, and it comes at a time when we're continuing to see data trends go down. But on the Chatham County side of things, Karen, kind of what led to that decision? How have things been going so far, and what has the reaction been in Chatham?
So I'll start with the reaction. I think most people are fairly comfortable with it, and that's been much of the feedback that we've gotten. We now have a whole set of tools to deal with the virus. The landscape is no longer new and constantly shocking to us, so we know about masking, we know social distancing, we know the protocols to put into place fairly quickly if there is an uptick. And since we have seen numbers declining in the region, it feels as though it's the thoughtful next step is to consider the unmasking and more to masking optional, which is what we've done as well. So we've gone to mask optional in our schools as well as in county buildings. And again, today is the first day for us of that fully being in place. And I have to say, I am cautiously optimistic. I think there are still places and people for whom there should be an extra layer of caution around giving up the masking. But I think that given that we now have vaccines, boosters, masks readily available, I feel as though it's a natural progression for us to consider and move on toward the unmasking so that we can sort of get back to some semblance of a new normal. And also because I think we're heading into the summer, more outdoor activity, generally less cold and blue ribbon season, this is probably the best time for us to be looking at doing this. And then again, we'll watch the trends, right? We'll watch and see whether the numbers continue to decline, whether they plateau or whether they in fact start to go back up, and we will make some decisions accordingly.
Yeah, it does feel very similar in some ways to what we saw last summer where we were kind of lifting this, but we're in a better position now because we have vaccines that are readily available, no longer all that many people besides very, very young children waiting for that eligibility of being able to get their shots, boosters readily available as well. You know, it does feel like even though there are some similarities to last year and then we kind of had to backtrack with the introduction of new variants, we are kind of in a different space, both in terms of preparation and just in terms of resources.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, I mean, when you think of all the things, even in local government and county government, all of the things that we were not prepared to do prior to 2020, like remote meetings, Zoom, virtual options for the public, those, you know, that was an entirely new landscape for us. And we had to navigate that, sort of navigate the laws around it, look at how equitable we were being in enforcing the rules, and sort of develop a new methodology for our board meetings. And you know, our committees and advisory boards had to do the same. So we're all now in a very different space. Our libraries, our schools, all of the groups, organizations, departments that had to pivot into different ways of doing business now know how to do that more readily and have some resources directed specifically to being able to do that if and when it needs to happen.
We're speaking with Chair of the Chatham County Commissioners, Karen Howard, on 97.9 The Hill. If you want to find out more about Chatham County's mask mandate for government facilities being lifted and all other things happening around the local government, their website is chathamcountync.gov. Seems like it is a bit of a lighter month for the county commissioners, Karen, since it's the first one in a little bit where there's only one meeting set to take place, and that's coming up a little bit later in March. But what are some of the other things that have been going on for the county commissioners? Is it nice to have a bit of a break after continuing with the pattern of two meetings for the last few months?
We're actually going to have two in April. So it is nice to have one meeting a month sometimes, but it often means that our meetings were very long and ran late into the night. And for staff especially, who have gone through an entire work day and now have to add on to it a 4, 5, 6 hour board meeting, it can be fairly challenging. And so I think that there are times when we will still have the one meeting because this agenda is just not heavy enough to justify having a second meeting. But for the most part, we're going to keep the two on the calendar. So we keep two meetings on the calendar and we cancel the first one if we don't need it. The second one we always have because that's sort of tied to the timing of our planning board meeting. So the planning board meets before our third meeting of the month, and we have an opportunity to hear planning applications that have gone through that board already.
Sure.
In terms of board meetings, yeah, that just makes sense.
Yeah, that does make a whole lot of sense. Is it clear just yet what some of the topics might be on this month's agenda? I do know that we're a couple weeks out.
So we have agenda review on Monday, coming up on Monday. And of course, we always have some planning applications, some development applications on there. And we fully expect that. And we also are going to get a couple of updates on things that are happening around the county, particularly around the budget and hopefully some around affordable housing and homelessness, which has become more of a community level conversation over the past couple of board meetings. So I don't know exactly what will be on that agenda until after our agenda review meeting on Monday, but I anticipate that some of that will be topical.
Sure.
But we're not expecting a particularly heavy board meeting this month, so I'm not anticipating a 7-hour board meeting.
Sure. Well, you mentioned... You mentioned homelessness and affordable housing kind of becoming more of a broader community conversation. Can you expand on that a little bit more? Has there been some specific events going on? Because we know at least here in Orange County, in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, certainly lots of discussions continued around that, especially in the really cold winter months as well.
Absolutely. Yes. And I do believe so. Some of what triggered it was the happening in Orange and Durham over the colder winter months. That were highlighted when people suffered from the cold, the effects of cold, and I think two people ended up dying, I think it was. That sort of brought the conversation back into the perspective of the general public. Of course, staff and a couple of nonprofits have been doing a lot of work around that nonstop anyway. But there was a point in time count of the homeless in I think it's a national count, I think it was either January 26th or January 19th, something like that. So it happens in the winter. And sort of the conversation that evolved around that was highlighting the fact that we don't have enough resources and we don't have enough options around housing for the homeless. But homelessness and affordable housing, but homelessness in particular is such a complicated issue because it is complicated by the fact, one, that there are not a lot of resources that a local government has at its disposal to target homelessness on its own. And homelessness usually has another factor involved, right? There are multiple reasons that people find themselves in that circumstance. And if we're not addressing those things, if we're not addressing the mental health components that often lead to lack of housing or lack of safe housing, if we're not addressing the domestic violence or the income requirements in Chatham in a community that doesn't have a lot of easily accessible, affordable housing, if we're not tackling those big things, we're not going to address the real underlying causes of homelessness. So we're working with a number of nonprofits that are doing that work, and there was a community conversation with about 20 groups and organizations that are dealing with homelessness, including the Salvation Army, our Affordable Housing Advisory Committee, and the Central Piedmont Community Action nonprofit, around what could be done within their spaces to address homelessness in particular, and what they're already doing, because as we know, a lot of organizations operate in silos, not intentionally, but you know, you put your head down and you're getting the work done. You might not know what other organizations, what sister organizations, partner organizations are doing, and where you could collaborate, where there might be some duplication of effort. So those conversations are happening, and there is a plan to develop a set of goals and potential outcomes that will direct to the work of all of these organizations so that we can end up with a more meaningful and targeted impact, which I think is excellent, because addressing affordable housing and addressing homelessness are not something politicians can do, except in that we can support and direct the organizations that have some skill and have the professional qualifications in that space already. And I'm really looking forward to what comes out of it.
We're speaking with Chair of the Chatham County Commissioners, Karen Howard. It sounds like a very intensive and, of course, important effort and initiative there. If you want to check out more about what the Chatham County government is doing these days, head to chathamcountync.gov. Lots of resources there if you want to try and see what discussions are happening along the affordable housing and homelessness front. I'm afraid that we do have just only a few more minutes left with you, Karen, but is there anything else happening around Chatham County or the local government itself that you want to make sure our listeners are aware of?
Yes, just one quick thing. There is a virtual screening through Chatham County Public Libraries starting March 10th through the 17th of the film Patsy Mink, Ahead of Her Time, which tells the story of an Asian American woman who pioneers some important legislation and is kind of pivotal in the women's movement in the 1960s. And I'd encourage people to go into the website, and you can find login information and passwords there, and can watch it anytime in that window. And you know, sort of a recognition of women's history.
Yeah, that sounds like a great event, and we're seeing a lot of different ways that our local governments are honoring Women's History Month. And if you want to check out what else the Chatham County Library is doing as part of that series, or specifically around that movie, you can head to chathamcountync.gov. The county government has it shared almost directly on its homepage, so it's pretty easy to find. County Commissioner Karen Howard, as always, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate you stopping by, and we look forward to catching up with you again on the Chatham County Roundup soon.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.